This one is my Persian blog. It's called Sardabir Khodam, which means editor myself, and it kind of shows my point of view about blogs and why they're important for me, because they let me be my own editor. Nobody censors me. Nobody decides about what I write or what I don't write.
When the Iranian emigre Hossein Darakhshan first heard about blogs in late 2001, he wrote an article about them for an Iranian technology magazine. He ended the piece with a challenge for someone to start the first Persian blog. It was a bit of an unfair challenge because Hossein, or Hodor as he's known on the internet, began blogging before the article even saw print. But even so, a lot of people took him up on the challenge.
So now there are some statistics that say we have at least 64,000 Iranian web blogs.
So what are these Iranians blogging about? Well, I visited Hossein in Toronto, where he's been living for the past 4 years, and he gave me a tour of the Iranian blogosphere, starting with his own blogs.
Every day, I have some links to different things that I find interesting for people. And then for every post, you could see some summary of that post in English. For example, this one is about a specific word that the BBC Persian has used for the son of the late Shah of Iran. It goes like this. Can BBC Persian use the word faqid for the former Shah of Iran? An Arabic word, faqid, literally means lost. But in Persian, it's usually used in a positive and respectful way, which I believe is a bit biased to be used by the BBC. I got 23 comments on this post, which some of them might be in English and I can read them. Someone says, "Dear friend, using a nice word for someone that you don't believe in should not make you this mad. There are people out there that have a lot of respect to the Shah and the BBC, and the BBC only respected these ideas. You better respect differences too. Islamic Republic has only taught us how to curse and not to have any respect."
Hossein blogs in both Persian and English. Both sites attract thousands of daily visitors from both the Iranian and Western blogospheres. But with tensions between Iran and the United States at such a boil, his English blog has become a hit with American conservative bloggers. This audience tends to thrust him into the unenviable role of freedom blogger. But Hossein has his own definitions of democracy and freedom. Remember, his blog is called Editor Myself.
Okay, I read it from my post. "As if being censored by the regime, by the Iranian regime, I mean, hasn't been painful enough. Now, U.S.-based hosting companies have started to shut down private and governmental Iranian accounts with a short notice. The latest victim is the Students' News Agency, or ISNA, which is ordered by its host, The Planet, to leave in 48 hours with no chance for further negotiations. In other similar incidents, I've heard that many registrars, such as GoDaddy, doesn't allow Iranians to register domain names either," which is actually documented here. Afterwards, I looked up and I found some documents that they have this policy of rejecting people from specific countries to buy domain names, which is very stupid. How can anyone do some sort of terroristic action by some kind of domain name? That's absurd. So then I have suggested something here: lifting embargo on free speech. I really believe it's time to use the momentum that freedom for repressed people rhetoric of Bush has created and ask for some of the stupid parts of the U.S. embargo on Iran that only harm the free speech of the Iranian people to be lifted. We should bear in mind that two groups benefit most from a silent Iran in the international scene: Iranian militants and American neoconservatives. Without an active and outspoken Iranian public, both these groups would easily manipulate the reality of Iran only to progress their radical agenda." And there are 6 comments under this post. One of them says, every time you visit your blog, I read about Bush, 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 Bush. You seem to be an American and not an Iranian. When will you one day wake up and realize that the enemy is not George Bush, but the horrible ruling mullahs who are choking Iran? Your blog will be much more informative if you concentrated on Iran a little bit.
Hossein's outspoken English blog posts tend to get him in trouble with his readers from all sides of the political spectrum. And it's the same for his Persian blog as well.
I've always been opposed by some people from both ends of the political spectrum. So when I talk about the clerics and the horrible things that they do, there are many people who are supporting them. And there are a lot of them in the Iranian blogosphere. There are many, many regime supporters, many religious people in the blogosphere, which is very, very interesting to read. They've always attacked me in their blogs and stuff like that. But again, on the other side, when I talk about the realities of Iran and how even these clerics can be seen as some sort of progress, comparing to the monarchy system that we used to have, then I have many people against me because they say that you shouldn't talk about these kind of people in that way, so you're one of them and you're a mullah kid, as they say sometimes. Being an independent in this blogosphere is not very easy.
But regardless of the trouble he causes, all sides are busy commenting and debating his blog posts, and this is the political change that Hossein is engineering. It's not so much what he's talking about, but rather that he has created a space for people to talk. Hossein likes to use three metaphors to describe how blogs can affect change. The first is windows. Iranian blogs, at least the English ones like his own, can act as windows to the outside world. Hossein also believes that blogs can act as bridges, connecting different islands together, whether it be the diaspora and the homeland, secular Iranians and religious Iranians, even fathers and sons.
And the last metaphor is cafes. One of the big differences between closed societies and open societies is that open societies, there is always a chance for public debate about important issues that the whole society is facing. I mean, since all media in Iran are fully controlled by the government, there is no space for that unless on the net. So blogs are very important because they're providing the space for this important political debate.
This freedom to debate and discuss everything is what excites Hossein the most about blogs. Westerners may have a hard time understanding that debates about parties, relationships, or drinking beer can be political, but for Hossein and his fellow Iranians, that's the reality.
Because of the monopoly that the government has on, you can't talk about a lot of things. You can't believe it, but you never see any reference to alcohol drinking in any kind of mainstream Iranian media. TV, radio, newspapers, magazines, nothing. So once a while I talk about this and I read and I write about this very subtly and very covertly. I'm sure if it was more of an open society, this kind of thing wouldn't be considered as activism. But now it is, and it's very important because many of the changes that has happened in Iran have started from like a book or speech by an intellectual or by some people who have broken some taboos, and then it had become some sort of reality.
While I was in Toronto, Hossein took me to a Persian party where his friends were celebrating a birthday. There was food, drink, and a couple of bloggers.
I don't want it to be all about politics, so I do write about a lot of dilemmas that I face being different in sense of not being straight in being in a Persian community.
That's Hossein's friend Bahman. He has a blog called Warped Citizen. Bachmann is openly gay, a minority in a minority, as he puts it. For Bachmann, blogs are affecting political change because they are allowing Iranians to express themselves as individuals.
I think for the first time, really, in our history, especially the new generation has the opportunity to express themselves. Blogs are an important entity. We need the people of this country, especially the youth, to understand that it is important to have confidence. And to me, blogs has given us the confidence.
Okay, this is Hapal, and this is the blog Hapali Hapal.
That's Hapal, the man behind the blog Hapali. Like Bachmann, Hapal blogs with the hope of effecting political change, but he wants to do it the way John Stewart does it.
I, for myself, I have also a secret project, which is going against the traditional culture in Europe, which is very subtle. I mean, I don't want to say that it's all bad or it's all awful and it's, like, bad. But I think there are, you can certainly make fun of it. And I would like to do that.
What do you blog about?
Mostly sex. No. It does have a highly sexual content, actually, because I feel that it's a taboo and I like controversial things.
That's Nazli. Her blog is called Sibyl Tala. She doesn't just write about sex. Like Hussein, she likes to write about all cultural taboos. But still, she insists that, in the end, it's all political. She likes to use Hussein's metaphor of the cafe to describe the Iranian blogosphere. And she says these virtual cafes are already affecting change.
It's just really like a private public sphere, and you can just connect. And for people like me who come from Iran, who is not, you can't easily say things, and I feel really weird with this thing in my face. Anyway, because every Iranian person is born with politics because we come from such a shitty place, you know, you can't avoid that. Every single blog is political to some point. And so it has become that major mega cafe that Hussein is talking, that it doesn't exist in reality and cannot exist in reality. You can't go into a cafe and talk about politics, but you can talk in your blogs and you can comment on everyone's and you can use fake names. So how great is that? Mullahs are just going nuts over it, you know?
For the Berkman Center for Internet and Society, my name is Benjamin Walker.